Today, a scripture of our preaching will be from Jonah chapter 1.
所以如果你有圣经，请你翻到约拿书，圣经的约拿书。我今天没有把这个经文放在PPT上面。
Today, I don't have the scripture on the PowerPoint, so if you have your Bible, please turn to the book of Jonah.
所以请大家翻到圣经约拿书。
Turn your Bible to the book of Jonah. Now, when you're there, let us read this section of scripture together.
我来读这个单数节，我请弟兄姐妹来读双数节。I'll
read the odd numbered verses, and you can respond with the even numbered ones.
如果你习惯用英文来读，你就用英文；如果你习惯用中文，就用中文。You
can read with the language that you are familiar with.
好，我们起立，我们一起来读神的话语。Let
us rise as we read God's word.
约拿书的第一章第一节，耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿说，
Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.
约拿却起来逃往他失去躲避耶和华，下到约帕遇见一只船，要往他失去，他就给了船架上了船，要与船上的人同往他失去躲避耶和华。
But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up.
水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神。他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船清醒。约拿已下到底舱，躺卧沉睡。So
the captain came and said to him, What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish.
船上的人彼此说：“来吧，我们撤迁，看看这灾临到我们是因神的缘故。”于是他们撤迁，撤出约拿来。Then
they said to him, Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you?
他说：“我是希伯来人，我敬畏耶和华，那创造沧海、旱地之天上的神。”
Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, What is this that you have done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he had told them.
他们问他说，我们当向你怎样行，使海浪平静呢? 这话是因海浪越发翻腾。He
said to them, Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, then the sea will quiet down for you, for I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you.
然而那些人竭力荡桨，要把船拢岸，却是不能，因为海浪越发向他们翻腾。Therefore
they called out to the Lord, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you.
他们遂将约拿抬起，抛在海中，海的狂浪就平息了。
Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows.
耶和华安排一条大鱼推了约拿，他在鱼腹中三日三夜。这神的话语，我们一起来祷告。Let
us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，将你的话语赐给我们。Lord,
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. You have given us your word.
主啊，在这新年的第一个礼拜，我们在你面前来思想这一段话语。In
the first week of this year, we come to ponder upon your word.
主啊，你的话语是有能力的，愿你祝福你的话语。Your
word is powerful, may you bless it.
主啊，愿你在你的话语当中得着荣耀。And
that you may be glorified in your word.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。We
pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 大家请坐。Please
be seated.
今年是2020年的第一个主日。This
is the first Lord's Day of the year 2020.
所以我们知道，我们每年基督徒有一样这样的一个传统。我们每年开始的时候，我们要在神的面前立志。We
know that we have this tradition of making a resolution before the Lord every start of the year.
所以今天我们是在约拿书，我们的讲道约在约拿书。Today
we are starting a preach on the book of Jonah.
我们就想借着这段经，我们再次思考我们的身份、我们的呼召。And
through this passage, I want to once again reflect on our identity and our calling.
所以愿我们这一年都能够时时刻刻记住我们的身份，我们的呼召。
so that we may really remember our identity and calling throughout this year.
我们的身份是什么？
What is our identity?
我们的身份就是我们是基督的使者，我们是福音的使者。
And that is where the ambassadors of Christ and the ambassadors of the gospel.
我们的呼召是什么？
What is our calling?
我们的使命是什么？
What is our mission?
我们的使命就是要传使人与上帝和好的福音。
Our mission is to preach the gospel that reconciles man and God.
所以马太福音的28章的大使命告诉我们说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Therefore, the Great Commission in Matthew 28 says that go and make disciples of all nations.
所以我们现在这新年的第一周，我们再次思想我们的身份、我们的使命。我盼望着我们的这一年，我们时时刻刻在我们的生活中的点点滴滴，能够把这样的身份和使命活出来。
Therefore, in this first week of the year, we are to think of our identity and our calling, and we hope that throughout the year, we may live out our identity and our calling.
所以我们借着这约拿一起来思考。
So through Jonah, we'll come to think about and reflect on this.
首先我要讲一下约拿书的背景。
And first, I want to talk a little bit about the background on the book of Jonah.
约拿可能是在公元前大概760年左右的人。
Jonah is a person in about 760 BC.
那么那个时候的话，以色列是在北国以色列是在以色列历史上最强大的时候，就是说耶罗巴安二世做王的时候。
At that time, the northern Israel is during one of its strongest time, and is when King Jeroboam the second was.
所以他们无论在经济上，无论在军事上，还无论在这个国土上面，都是在最强盛的时候。
So whether or not it's economically, military, or even at their span of the empire, they're the strongest.
我们每次谈到约拿书的时候，我们都会有一个前提的，就是说观念在那里，好像就是亚述欺负过以色列人，所以以色列人很憎恨亚述。
We always have this assumption when we read Jonah that these Assyrians have already bullied the Israelites, so they really hated them.
但是如果你看历史的话，其实这个事情并没有发生。
But if you look at history, it has not happened yet.
亚述帝国的话，当时是在这一块中东最强大的帝国。
And the Assyrian Empire, true, is one of the strongest empire in the ancient Middle East at the time.
但后来被巴比伦，大概在公元前613年被巴比伦所取代。
But it was overtook by Babylon in 631 BC.
但在约拿那个年代，亚述是最强大的。
Now, of course, during Jonah's time, Assyrian is the strongest empire.
我们如果看这张地图的话，你会看到，在这个地图的最下面是犹大，南国犹大。
If you look at this map, you see the Judah is at the southernmost part of the map.
那犹大上面是北国的以色列。
And above Judah, you see Israel.
那以色列上面是叙利亚。
And above Israel, you see Syria.
我们也叫亚兰。
And it's also called Aram.
所以在亚兰的最上面那大片的那个绿色的，那是亚述帝国。
And if you look at this huge swath of green, is the Assyrian Empire.
所以亚述要攻打以色列的话，他首先要灭了叙利亚。
So in order for the Assyrians to come and attack Israel, they have to take over Syria.
大概在公元前850多年的时候，所以他们亚述帝国来攻打叙利亚。
And so in about 850 BC, they came to attack Syria.
这段在圣经上有记载，当时就是说叙利亚的王便哈达和那个以色列的王亚哈他们联军抵挡住了亚述的进攻。
And the Bible has recorded that the king of Syria at the time Ben-Hadad and also Ahab of Israel they reunited in forces and stopped the Assyrian army.
然后之后的话，从公元前850年到约拿的时代，因为亚述帝国在在其他的地方有很多的事情，所以他没有这个精力再去西侵。
So after 850 BC to about the time of Jonah, there is a lot of things happening in the empire, so they stopped their invasion over there.
所以以色列人其实他并没有亲身所经历过亚述人的残酷。
So the Israelites have never really experienced the cruelty of the Assyrian people.
那直到这个公元前732年，就是当亚述灭了这个叙利亚之后，亚述在挥军南下要攻打以色列。
It's only until about 732 BC when the Assyrians have demolished Syria and they're coming down to Israel to attack them.
所以虽然亚述，虽然以色列人，我并不认为以色列人亲身经历过亚述的残酷，在约拿的时代，但是对约拿来说，他们对亚述的残酷是有这个耳闻的。
So even though they have never really experienced during Jonah's time the cruelty of Assyria, but they have heard about their cruelty.
所以在约拿的心里，他不喜欢这个亚述人，他是或者有一点仇恨这个亚述人，是可以理解的。
So in the heart of Jonah, he doesn't like the Assyrians and he hates the Assyrians. It's very understandable.
所以这是约拿书的背景。
And this, so that therefore, that's the background of the book of Jonah.
所以我们在 第一章我们思考就是说约拿的呼召，然后约拿如何回应，然后这个回应的结果是什么，然后最后我们的一个总结。
And so for the outline for today, we'll look at his calling, his reaction, his consequence, and then also what happened, reaction and consequence.
在第一章的第一节，然后说耶和华的话临到先知约拿。
And so in the very first verse, it says the word of the Lord came to Jonah.
然后告诉他说你要起来往尼尼微去，因为那个城的罪恶达到我的面前。
And saying to him, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city that call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.
所以在这里的话，神要差派约拿去尼尼微去。
Here, the Lord wants to send Jonah to Nineveh.
去尼尼微做什么？
What does he want him to do?
就是宣判尼尼微的罪，让他们悔改。
Is to call out their sins so that they would repent.
所以这其实上是神给尼尼微一个机会，让他们可以在神的审判临到他们之前有一个悔改的机会。
So God is actually giving them an opportunity for them to repent before the Lord's judgment come upon them.
约拿不愿意去。
Jonah was not willing to go.
因为约拿不喜欢尼尼微人。
Because Jonah does not like the people of Nineveh.
因为约拿不喜欢亚述人。
And because he doesn't like the Assyrians.
因为他觉得这个亚述人太过残酷，他们不配得神的救恩。
And he thinks that the Assyrians are too cruel. They are not worthy of God's grace.
所以他们不配有这样的机会悔改。
So they are not worthy of this chance of repentance.
他们应得的就是神的惩罚，神的审判。
And what they ought to receive is the judgment and the righteousness of God.
所以这是约拿的想法。
This is what the Jonah was thinking.
所以今天我们借着这样的一个借着约拿的这个他对尼尼微的不喜欢，我们来思考一件事情。
So through his dislike of Nineveh, we come to reflect on one thing.
就是我们怎样来服侍那些我们所不喜欢的人，或者是我们认为不配得神的福音的人。
And that is to think of how we can serve those whom we dislike or those people whom we think are not worthy of the gospel.
我相信我们在每个弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面，我们都认为有一些人的话是不配得神的福音的。
And I believe all of us here, we have some sort of people in the church we think who are not worthy of the gospel.
是不配得救的。
They are not worthy of salvation.
有一些人是我们不喜欢的。
There are some people whom we dislike.
但是我们要不要去服侍这些？
But do we want to go and serve them?
神呼召约拿去服侍他不喜欢的人。
God has called Jonah to serve those whom he dislikes. And God may call you to serve those whom you dislike. And God may have called you to serve those whom you think are not worthy. If we think that only those who are worthy of our service, then we should serve them. If we only want to serve those whom we like,
如果我们的主耶稣基督也是这样的想法，也是这样的样子，我们会怎么样？
If our Lord Jesus does the same thing,
我们今天的结局会怎么样？
What is our consequence today?
我们知道我们当中没有一个人配得这样的救恩，没有一个人配得福音的消息。
We know that none of us here is worthy of this salvation or this gospel.
但是主却愿意来服侍我们。
But God was willing to serve us.
所以耶稣基督来到世上的时候，他怎么说
？Therefore, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he said,
他说我来到这世上，不是为了服侍义人，乃是为了服侍罪人。
He came to this earth not to serve the righteous, but to serve the unrighteous.
所以他说，康健的人用不着医生，只有病人才用得着医生。
Says those who are healthy are in need of no doctor, but only the ill.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们认为我们是罪人吗
？Oh, dear brothers and sisters, we think that we are sinners.
我们认为我们是病人吗
？Do we really think that we're ill?
我们不会认为我们是病人，对不对
？We will not think that we're ill or sick.
我们也不会认为我们是罪人。
And we will not think that we're sinners.
我们认为是我们是健康的。
We think that
我们是义人，我们是好人。
We're healthy and good and righteous.
但耶稣在这里说，康健的人用不着医生，只有病人才用得着医生。
But Jesus here says the healthy has no need of doctor, but only the ill.
耶稣基督说我来不是来招义人，乃是来招罪人。
And he says, I come not to call the righteous, but to call the sinners.
所以这就是你在圣经上看到耶稣基督来到这个世上的时候，他是个经常和谁在一起？
And so when Jesus Christ came to this earth, who does he hang out with?
他是和当时世界那些受教育的博士吗？还是说在一个高官在一起吗？
Does he hang out with the royal officials or with the professors of that time?
还是 CEO?
Or with the CEOs?
律师
Or with the lawyers?
他是和这些人在一起吗？
Was he hanging out with them?
没有。
No.
他和谁在一起？
Who does he hang out with?
他是和妓女和税吏在一起。
He He hung out with the tax collectors and the prostitutes.
妓女和税吏是什么人？
Who are these people?
都是当时这个世界上最卑贱的，最被人看不起的人。
They are the lowest class of the people at that time.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天借着这个来思考一下我们服事的这样的一个态度，我们服事的这样背后的这样的一个买摊，就是我们的观念的问题。
So let us think about our attitude and mentality about our service and ministry.
我们今天在教会里面的服事，我们是不是也受这个世界的影响？
And today when we serve in this church, are we also influenced by this world?
我们是不是也愿意服事那些在教会里面的，就是说有钱人或者是有社会地位的，受过高等教育的人？
Are we only willing to serve those who are rich or those who have social status in this church?
我们是不是对我们教会当中那些穷人或者是卑贱的人，我们就不太愿意去服侍他们，或者我们不喜欢服侍他们
？Or do we dislike serving those who are of a lower class in our church?
或者我们就认为他们不配得这个福音，不配得这个救恩
？Or we think that they are not worthy of the salvation or the gospel?
所以，在初期教会里面也存在这样的问题。
And in the early church, there was the same problem.
我们知道在雅各书里面雅各就讲到这样的问题。
We know that in the book of James, he talked about this problem.
雅各在雅各书的第二章讲了一个非常鲜活的例子。
In James chapter 2, he gave a very lively example.
他说当教会里面的时候，当有一个富人来到你们当中的时候。
And he says in the church, when a rich person comes into your midst.
啊，你们就对这个富人非常的热情，然后非常的殷勤，然后把他领到一个教会的最好的座位上面，然后说请你坐下来。
And you pay attention to him and you give him a lot of warmth and welcome and you give him the best place and you say, sit here in a good place.
但是如果一个穷人，一个穿得破破烂烂的人来到我们这里的时候，
But when a poor man come upon you,
我们就很不屑。
And so we are not very happy.
我们就在说，你没有位置了，你就坐在我的脚前吧。
And there's no place here, you stand over there.
所以这是在雅各书里面所讲的。
This is what the book of James told us.
这是在初期教会里面就已经存在的现象。
And this is a phenomenon right in the early church.
所以我们可以看到初期教会就已经受到这个世界的影响。
So the early church has already been influenced by this world.
我们今天的教会里面肯定也会受这个世界的思想的影响。
And today in our church, definitely we will be influenced by this thought.
可能我们服侍的态度在不知不觉之间，我们就服侍那些我们所认为最贵的、我们喜欢的人。
And in our mentality, we naturally will serve those whom we think are worthy.
我们不喜欢的，我们认为不配的人，我们就不愿意去服侍。
And those whom we think is unworthy, we will not serve them.
但是我们看到在圣经上给我们的不是这样的教训。
But the Bible does not give us such a teaching.
所以约拿被呼召去服侍他不喜欢服侍的人。
So Jonah was called to serve those whom he disliked.
所以他选择逃避。
He chose to flee.
我们今天也可能被呼召服侍我们不喜欢。
And perhaps today we are called to serve those whom we dislike as well.
那我们是怎样的一个选择？
What is our choice?
Okay. 所以约拿选择逃避，然后我们再看。
Jonah chose to flee, and then we look at his reaction.
我们看到他的，我们来看他的回应。约拿的回应有三部曲。
And in his reaction, there's a three movement.
那第一步就是逃避。
And the first is that he escaped.
所以他逃往他是去往着相反的方向去逃。
He went in the opposite direction towards Tarshish.
尼尼微在以色列的东北边。
And Nineveh is at the northeast of Israel.
但他是在哪里？他是在就是他要坐船，然后在地中海要往西南方向去逃。
But Tarshish is you have to take a boat and go on toward the southwest of Israel.
所以神呼召他往东北去，然后他就坐船往西南方逃。
And so when God called him to the northeast, he took on a boat and go to the southwest.
所以约拿很有意思，他很倔强，对不对？你让我往东，我就偏往西去。
He's very stubborn, isn't it? So he just goes right on the opposite direction.
所以这是他的第一步，他选择逃避。
That's his first movement. He chose to flee.
我们今天我们也有神给我们的呼召。
And today we have the calling that God has given to us as well.
我们今天也有神给我们的使命。
We have the mission that God has given to us.
我刚才已经讲过，我们的呼召就是要传使人与上帝和好的福音。
And I've said just now, our calling is to preach the gospel that reconciles man and God.
我们的大使命就是要使一万民做基督的门徒。
Our great commission is to make disciples of all nations.
所以这是我们的身份，这是我们的呼召，这是我们在人生当中第一重要的事情。
This is the identity and calling, the most important thing in our lives.
所以它贯穿我们人生的全部，我们的点点滴滴，我们的工作，我们的生活，我们的家庭，我们所有的事情都是在这个根基上面。
And so it penetrates into all spheres of our life, every part in career and job and family.
但是很多的时候我们选择逃避。
But many times we choose to flee.
We are
like Jonah and we go to the direct opposite direction.
We
run away from this world. We run away from the pleasures of, oh, we run towards the pleasures of this world. We run towards the glory of this world.
And
then we imagine that we can run away from the calling of God. I don't know whether Jonah has read the Psalms of David at that time. And in Psalms 139 of David.
And in Psalm 139, it
says, where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence?
我如果升到天上,
if I ascend to heaven, you are there.
我如果下在阴间, 在阴间,
if I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
如果有翅膀, 我展开清澈的翅膀, 飞到的海的海极去居住。
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
就是在那里,
and even there your hand shall lead me.
所以约拿,
does not Jonah know that God is omnipresent? Does he not know that he could not escape from the Lord even though he flee to Tarshish? Why does he still choose to go the opposite direction?
我们的意志选择不接受神的呼召的时候 我们就自己, 啊, 自己使自己盲目了。
And so when we decided not to follow God's will, we are blinding ourselves.
我们就自己使我们自己变得愚蠢。
And we made ourselves foolish.
我们似乎忘记了神的无所不在, 像约拿一样。
And we have almost forgotten the omnipresence of God.
所以神在他, 当他坐船, 然后从约帕, 然后往他失去的时候, 神就在这海上。
So when he was on a boat to Tarshish, the Lord hurled a great wind and tempest and caught him there.
当时狂风大作, 然后这个船都要,
so there was a mighty tempest so that the ship threatened to break up.
然后水手们都把这个船上所有的东西扔在这个海里面,
so the mariners were all afraid and they hurled the cargo into the sea to lighten it.
我们知道当这个船比较轻的时候, 它在这个狂风大浪当中就不容易翻船。
And we know that when the ship is lighter, it's not so easy for it to break up. And that's why all the mariners are lightening the load. And what is Jonah doing now?
This is
the second movement in his escape. He was actually sleeping at the bottom part. So even this mighty tempest were not able to wake him up.
那约拿的沉睡和那个主耶稣基督在这个船上的沉睡是不一样的。
Jonah's sleep is different from the sleep of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道在新约里面, 在加利利海上, 当着耶稣和门徒的时候, 那海里起了风浪, 那耶稣也在船上睡觉。
We know that in the New Testament, Jesus was once in a ship and there was a storm that came upon him and Jesus was sleeping.
那在这里也是海里, 只是地中海起了风浪, 然后约拿也在底舱睡觉。
And here in the Mediterranean Sea, there was a storm, and Jonah was also asleep in a boat. But Jesus' sleep was to have a test of the disciples' faith. But Jonah's sleep is that he wants to forget the calling and mission that God has given him. He wants to flee from his calling, so he chose to sleep.
神用这个狂风大浪也不能够使他
And even this mighty tempest were not able to wake him up. But God has not given up on him. So the captain came to him and woke him up. He says, we're going to die. Are you still sleeping here?
所以你看,
so God sent this captain directly to his face and woke him up.
所以他不能够再沉睡，他没有任何的理由再去沉睡。
There's no more reason for him to sleep.
然后很多的时候我们也选择沉睡。
Many times too, we choose to sleep.
所以我们是 有呼召，我们有使命。
We have the calling and we have a mission.
但很多的时候，我们沉睡在这个世界里面。
But many times we're asleep in this world.
我们在这个霓虹灯当中，霓虹这个城市当啊、城市的那个灯红酒绿当中沉睡。
And we're asleep amidst the city lights.
我们沉醉在我们这个梦美啊、这个我们的追求里面，我们这个世界的追求，世界的荣耀里面。
We're asleep in our desires towards the glory of this world.
我们在沉睡在我们的美国梦里面。
And we're asleep in our American dream.
我们想到就是说，我们要有个大房子，我们要有个豪车，然后我们也会要到哪里去度假。
We imagine,
我们沉睡在这里面。
We imagine to have a big house and a big car to go to vacation, and we're asleep among this dream.
我们沉睡是为了忘记神的使命，是为了忘记神对我们的呼召。
And when we sleep, it's because we want to forget this calling that God has given to us.
像约拿沉睡一样。
Just like Jonah sleeping.
神有的时候用这个暴风雨，在我们生命当中的暴风雨，他想要唤醒我们。
And God sometimes uses the tempest in our lives to try to wake us up.
我们生命当中，神可能会用一些苦难，用一些难处来唤醒我们。
Perhaps there are some sufferings or difficulties that God is trying to wake us up.
但是我们还是沉睡。
But we're still sleeping.
所以苦难并不一定都是像约伯的苦难一样。
So all the sufferings are not all like the sufferings of Job.
有的时候这苦难也像约拿这个暴风雨一样。
Sometimes the suffering is like this tempest of Jonah.
有的时候神也用苦难，他希望能够唤醒我们，使我们回转。
And sometimes God wants to use suffering to call us back to awaken us again.
所以如果在约拿的苦难当中，约拿所要做的事情就是认罪悔改。
And so in his suffering, Jonah ought to repent.
所以他们把约拿叫醒了之后，然后约拿还装作是什么事都不知道。
So when they awoke Jonah, Jonah acted as though he didn't know anything.
所以这些水手们说，是不是我们当中有人得罪了神？
Is there someone among us who have sinned against God? They said.
得罪了神灵，所以神灵给我们这样的惩罚，看到这个暴风雨始终停不下来。
So that this deity is now punishing us and it's not stopping this storm.
约拿在这个时候，他知不知道是因为他的缘故？
Does Jonah know that it was because of him?
他知道是他的缘故。
He knew it was him.
但是他没有说话。
But he didn't say anything.
他没有说是他的缘故。
He didn't say it was him.
直到什么时候他在说？
Until when?
直到他们开始抽签。
Until they cast the lot.
撤签，撤签，对，他们开始撤签，然后把这个约拿撤出来了。
So when they cast lots and the lot fell on Jonah,
所以约拿再也没有办法逃避了。
And Jonah couldn't flee anymore.
所以在他，所以他在这个时候，他才承认说是我的缘故，因为我得罪了那个创造沧海，创造这个大海与这个陆地的耶和华。
It's only at this time that he acknowledges it and he says he sinned against this God of creator of heaven and earth.
所以这是约拿的第三步，他在神的这个呼召面前选择假装。
And so this third movement of him is to act as though nothing has happened before God.
他假装这个呼召不是对他的。
He's pretending that this calling wasn't on him.
他假装这个风浪不是因为他的缘故，假装不是就是神要借着这个使他回转。
He pretended that this tempest was not because of him, that God wants to cause him to return.
那很多时候我们也假装。
And many times too, we pretend.
所以在耶稣基督赐给我们大使命，说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Jesus Christ gave us the great commission to call us to make disciples of all nations.
我们听到了没有？
Have we heard it?
我们听到了。
Yes, of course.
但是我们假装这是给牧师的，这是给长老的。
But we pretended that this is for the elders and the pastors.
我们也假装这是给传道人的。
We pretended that this is just for the preachers.
我们也假装这是给宣教士的，给其他的弟兄姐妹的，就是不是对我的。
We pretended that this is for the missionaries, for other brothers and sisters, not for me.
所以我们在我们的生命当中，我们也会选择假装。
And therefore, in our lives too, we choose to pretend.
所以我们看到神呼召约拿去服侍他不喜欢的人。
So Jonah was called to serve those whom he disliked.
约拿选择逃避。
Jonah chose to flee.
约拿选择沉睡。
Jonah chose to sleep.
约拿选择假装。
And Jonah chose to pretend.
那我们今天也是这样，我们有神给我们的，神呼召我们，我们是神的儿女。
In the same way too, we are called to be His children by God.
神呼召我们，我们是基督的使者。
God called us to be the ambassadors of Christ.
我们是福音的使者。
We are the ambassadors of the gospel.
所以在哥林多后书的五章里面，保罗在这里说，我们是基督的使者，神使我们与他和好。
And so 2 Corinthians 5, Paul says, we are the ambassadors of Christ, that we are reconciled to him.
所以神让我们成为基督的使者，目的是为了传使人与上帝和好的福音。
And we are now ambassadors of Christ so that we may preach this gospel of reconciliation.
要把这个好消息要传给万民去。
And to proclaim this good news to the nations.
但是很多的时候我们选择逃避。
Many times we chose to flee.
我们逃往这个世界。
We flee towards the world.
很多的时候我们选择沉睡。
We chose to sleep.
我们沉睡在这个世界的花花绿绿当中，沉睡在这世界的成功和荣耀当中。
We're asleep in the desires and the glories of the world.
我们也很多时候我们选择假装，我们假装这个护照不是给我们的。
And many times we pretended that this calling was not for us.
那约拿选择逃避，约拿选择沉睡，约拿选择假装，他后面的结果是什么？
So what's the consequences of Jonah's reaction then?
我们看到后面的结果，首先的话就是说他被抛在海里面。
So the first consequence is that he was hurled into the sea himself.
所以约拿说是我得罪了这个创造天地的耶和华，是我的缘故，所以你们把我扔到海里吧。
He says it is I who has sinned against God, so pick me up and hurl me into the sea.
所以他们就把他抬起来，把他扔到海里面去了。
So the man picked him up and hurled him into the sea.
大海是非常恐怖的。
And the sea is truly scary.
我以前觉得大海很漂亮。
And in the past, I thought that the sea was very beautiful.
但我现在觉得大海也很漂亮。
Now I still think that it is beautiful.
但是我以前没有觉得大海恐怖，但是我现在觉得大海很恐怖。
I've never thought of it to be scary, but now I imagine it is scary.
我有两次在海边游泳，两次都差点丢了性命。
There was twice I was swimming at the beach and I almost lost my life.
还有一次是 Moses 和 Cassie 把我救回来。
So once I was saved by Pastor Moses.
Okay. 那有一次我是在那个沙滩里面，在那海边游泳，然后刚好被那个回潮流卷住。
And so once I was swimming around the beach and I was caught by the rip current.
所以我就越往岸边游，越发现自己离岸边越远。
So the more I swim towards the shore, the further I get.
那我的时候心里是非常的害怕，然后心里非常的绝望。
At that time, my heart was filled with despair and hopelessness.
然后你的手想去抓住在周围抓点什么东西，然后你但是没有任何的东西你可以去抓。
And you want to hold on to something, but there was nothing for you to hold on to.
你的脚很想踩到石地上面，但是你就是踩不到石地上面。
And you really hope to step on something, but there's nothing beneath your feet.
所以当那个死亡临到的时候，那是很恐惧的。
So when death was approaching, it's really scary.
所以大海是非常恐怖的。
So the sea is really scary.
这就为什么在以色列人的观念里面，他们不都把大海当作是洪水猛兽，当作是那个就是说敌对上帝的那个撒旦的力量。
And that's why in Israelites' history they treat the sea as a monster, the one that goes against God.
所以我经历过这些事情，我能够明白，当约拿被扔在那个地中海、那个暴风、狂风暴雨的那个海浪翻腾的那个海里的时候，他的心里面是多么的。
So from my experience, I can really tell how Jonah is so scared when he's hurled into this Mediterranean storm.
当他快要生命快要结束的时候，他的心里面是多么的绝望。
And when he's about to die, and how hopeless he must have felt.
他想要抓却抓不到什么东西的时候，他要想起要站在陆地上面却触不到陆地的时候，他的心里是多么的绝望。
And how hopeless he is that he could not have anything to hold on to and no place for his foot to land.
所以这是第一个后果。
This is the first consequence.
那第二个后果就是说神就安排了一条鱼把它推在鱼肚子里面。
The second consequence is that God arranged for a fish and he swallowed him.
那我没有进过鱼肚子，所以我不知道在鱼肚子里面是多么的恐怖。
And I was never swallowed up by a fish. I don't know how scary it is in the.
但我们可以想象在鱼肚子里面没有光，一点光都没有。
But in the belly we can imagine there's no light at all.
你的周围是什么？
And what is surrounding you?
你的周围都是那个就是软绵绵的，然后这个油腻的东西，对不对？
So all around you is
鱼的内脏。
It's all the squishy and squirmy stuff.
你鼻子里面闻到的是什么？
And what do you smell?
你鼻子里面闻到的不是花香，对不对？但你闻到的是那个腥臭。
You smell all the pungent and the putrid smell of the rotting things.
你想如果在这样的鱼肚子里面三天三夜会怎么样？
What would happen to you if you are in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights?
所以约拿在这里用阴间、用死亡来描述他这个经历。
And Jonah here described his experience as the experience of death and Sheol.
所以他认为这是在阴间，这是在死亡。
He believed that this was death and this was Sheol.
约拿所以在第二章他说我在阴间，主耶和华在阴间向你呼求，我在死亡之地向你呼求。
And so in chapter 2 he says, I call out to you in the land of the dead.
所以我们在这里看到。神没有放弃约拿。
Here we see that God has not given up on him.
神用死亡，然后用这个大海的死亡、死亡的恐惧，然后用这些来管教约拿，使约拿悔改。
So God used the fear of death to discipline Jonah.
我不知道约拿在那个海水里面快要死的时候，他有没有后悔他没有听神的呼召。
I don't know whether Jonah was regretful that he did not listen to God's command while he was about to die.
我想我如果是我，我肯定会后悔。
If it was me, I would definitely regret.
所以约拿，我们在看到约拿也悔改，所以他向神悔改，在呼求上帝。
And so he repented and he cried out to God eventually.
所以我们在这里看到，就是对神的回应的话，我们可能没有像约拿那么幸运，没有像约拿那么有福。
And perhaps we're not as blessed or as lucky as Jonah.
我相信的话，我们如果是神的儿女，神不会任凭我们。
I believe that if we are children of God, he will not just let us be.
但是我相信神对每一个人的恩典是不一样的。
But I also believe that God has different grace for different people.
神对约拿是特别的有恩典，也是特别的特别的祝福他。
And God has exceeding grace and blessings upon Jonah.
所以神没有放弃他，没有任凭他。
God did not give up on him.
所以他选择逃避，选择沉睡，选择假装的时候，神是紧抓着他不放。
So when he chose to flee and to sleep and to pretend, God is grasping hold onto him.
所以他选择逃避的时候，神就用那个暴风雨啊，那暴风海浪，然后来抓住他。
When he chose to flee, God uses the tempest to caught hold of him.
所以他选择沉睡的时候，神就让这个水手去叫醒他。
When he chose to sleep, God chose the captain to wake him up.
他选择假装的时候，神就让这个抽签把他给抽出来。
When he chose to pretend, God used the lots to cast him out.
但很多的时候，我们不一定有约拿这样的恩典。
But perhaps many times we do not have the blessings of Jonah.
所以神对每个人的恩典，我相信是不一样的。
And I believe God has different graces on different people.
那保罗在哥林多前书的第三章里面也提到，就是说有一些人是仅仅得救的。
And so in 1 Corinthians 3, Paul has talked about someone who is just merely saved.
保罗在那里说，我们都是在使徒和先知的根基上面建造，但有些人是用金银宝石建造，有些人是用草木禾秸建造。
And Paul has said that we're all building on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, but some build it with hay and grass and stack, and some build it with precious stones.
但是在最后，神的审判来临的时候，像火一样烧过的时候，那也用草木禾秸建造的就被烧毁。
And so eventually when the fire of judgment comes, those who are building with grass, hay, and stack will be burned up.
所以保罗在这里说，就是说这些人仅仅得救。
And Paul says that these people are the ones who are merely saved.
他们做工没有工价。
And you do not have your wages when you work.
所以今天我们在这里就要去警醒，我们在这里就要小心。
And today here we ought to be watchful and be careful.
是我相信神不会任凭我们，但是神不一定像对待约拿那样对待我们。
And God will not give up on us, but I don't know whether or not God will treat us the way he treated Jonah.
所以我们要特别小心。
We have to be careful.
所以当我们选择逃避的时候，我们要小心。
When we choose to flee, we really have to be careful.
当我们选择沉睡的时候，我们要小心。
And when we choose to sleep, we have to be careful.
当我们选择假装的时候，我们要小心。
When we choose to pretend, we have to be careful.
因为最终亏损的是我们自己。
Because we are the one who suffered the loss eventually.
但是我相信有一点，我们如果在神的面前向神祷告。
But for one point, I believe if we come before God and pray to Him,
我们如果向神祷告说，主啊，求你真的是不要放弃我。
And when we come to Him and pray and say, Oh Lord, may you not give up on me.
求你真的是当我向这个世界逃避的时候，求你不要放弃我。
When I run towards this world, Oh Lord, may you don't give up on me.
当我沉醉在这个世界的成功、荣耀和纸醉金迷的时候，求你不要放弃我。
When I am asleep in the success and the wealth of this world, please do not give up on me.
求你使我回转。
May you cause me to return.
当我假装的时候，当我用酒精麻醉我自己的时候，求你不要放弃我。
When I'm pretending and I'm numbing myself with alcohol, please do not.
我相信我们如果在神面前做这样的祷告，神不会放弃我们。
If we come before God and make this prayer, God will not give up on us.
因为神是听祷告的神，神也希望我们有这样的祷告。
Because God is the one who hears the prayer and He wants us to have such prayers.
在2000年的时候，然后我在当时在学院传道会的时候，他们呼召我做全职。
In the year 2000, when I was in the crew and they called me to be a full-time minister,
我当时刚好是本科毕业，刚好考上研究生，要去读研。
And so I was just graduated from my bachelor's degree and going for post-grad.
对我来说，这个世界还有很多新奇的东西，还有很多令我 surprise 的东西，等着我去发现，等着我去，等着我去这个，去冒险。
To me, the world at that time was something for me to explore.
所以我不想就是说被自己被绑到那个上面去，就这个全职上面去，不想自己的生命马上就被绑定在那个上面。
I didn't want my life to be tied immediately to this full-time job.
我还想赚很多的钱，然后过一个好的生活。
I want to earn more money and to live a luxurious life.
所以当时的时候我就拒绝了这个全职的护照。
So at that time, I rejected the call for this full-time path.
但是我当时的时候，我觉得我当时做了一个很聪明的，一个很智慧的祷告。
But at that time, I made a wise prayer, I think.
但是我就对主说。
At that time, I told God,
我对上帝说，主啊，主啊，我现在还是喜欢这个世界，贪恋这个世界。
I told him, Oh Lord, I still love this world at this time.
我现在还不能够回应你的呼召。
And I cannot respond to your call.
但是主啊，你当初怎样对待约拿，也求你怎样对待我。
But Oh Lord, how you have treated Jonah at that time, may you also deal with me the same way.
神果然听了我的祷告。
And God has heard my prayers.
然后在三年之后，在2003年，神就把我的心意给翻转过来。
So in 2003, God renewed my heart.
在那个时候，我觉得做全职是最美好的事情。
At that time, I really believed that going full time was the best thing.
我相信奉献给上帝，来跟随上帝，来服侍上帝是最有意义、最价值、最有价值的事情。
And I thought that it was the most valuable thing for me to go full time at that time.
所以那个时候我就立志说，我要主啊，我要奉献给你。
So at that time, I was resolute to give myself up for Him.
所以我相信是神听了我在2000年的祷告。
I believe that He has heard my prayer in the year 2000.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们虽然会软弱，我们虽然会被这个世界所诱惑，我们可能会有的时候忘记了我们的呼召。我们有的时候可能选择逃避，选择沉睡，选择假装，但是弟兄姐妹，我们可以向上帝祷告。
So many times, even though we pretend and we flee and we sleep in these desires and the glories of this world, but we can come to pray to God.
我们可很多时候在这个世界面前，我们可能觉得我们自己很软弱，很无力，但是我们可以向上帝祷告。
Perhaps we feel that we are really weak towards the temptations of this world, but we can pray to God.
我们求上帝来抓住我们。
We pray that God will grab hold of us.
我们求上帝在我们选择逃避的时候，他抓住我们。
We pray that when we are running away from Him, that He would grab hold of us.
我们求上帝在我们沉睡的时候，他叫醒我们。
We pray that when we are asleep, that He would awaken us.
我们在求上帝在我们假装的时候，他使我们没有办法假装。
And that when we are pretending, that He will be true to us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天借着这个约拿，我们在一起反思我们的呼召、我们的身份和我们的使命。
And for brothers and sisters, through Jonah today, once again we think of our identity, our mission.
所以约拿受呼召去服侍他不喜欢的人。
Jonah was called to serve those whom he disliked.
他选择逃避，选择沉睡，也选择假装。
He chose to flee, chose to sleep, and chose to pretend.
今天很多的时候，我们也是像约拿一样。
And today, many times we are like Jonah.
我们也是有神的呼召，我们也是有神给我们的使命。
We have the calling and the mission that comes from God.
我们是基督的使者，我们的使命是要传使人与神和好的福音。
We are the ambassadors of Christ to preach the gospel of reconciliation.
我们不但用言语传，我们也用我们改变的生命来传。
And not just through our words, but also through our transformed lives.
但很多的时候，我们忘记了，我们选择逃避，我们选择沉睡，我们选择假装。
But many times we have forgotten this, we choose to flee, to sleep, and to pretend.
所以约拿是一个反面的典型。
So Jonah is a negative example.
但我们看到主耶稣基督给我们一个很好的榜样。
But Jesus Christ gave us the perfect example.
那主耶稣基督，那神，他主耶稣基督，我们知道他本是神的儿子，他与神同等有同样荣耀。
And we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He has the same glory and honor as God Himself.
但是他却降世为人，成为人的样子，成为奴仆的样子。
But he humbled himself to become a servant in the incarnation.
他为什么要成为奴仆的样子
？Why does he have to become the form of a servant？
因为他要服侍我们这些罪人。
Because he wants to serve us sinners.
他要服侍我们这些曾经悖逆神的人，亵渎神的人。
He wants to serve us who have rebelled and slandered against God.
他要服侍我们这些拒绝他的人。
He wants to serve us who have rejected him.
所以约拿是神呼召他去服侍不喜欢的人，他选择逃避。但主耶稣基督，那是天父呼召他去服侍这些罪人的时候，他选择顺服。
So when Jonah was called, he rejected, but Jesus Christ, when he was called, he accepted.
那约拿选择逃避，选择沉睡，选择假装，但是主耶稣基督却选择完全的顺服，并顺服以至于死在十字架上。
So when Jonah chose to pretend to flee and to sleep, Jesus Christ chose to accept, so that in his humbling, he is died on the cross.
所以主耶稣基督在这世上的说，他说我不凭只不凭着自己做什么，父叫我做什么我就做什么。
Therefore, when Jesus Christ on earth, he said that I do not do according to my own will, but according to what the one who has sent me.
我们在福音的书里面，我们看到主耶稣基督他很明白自己的使命是什么，他很明白自己的呼召是什么。
In the Gospels, we see that Jesus really know what his mission and his calling is.
所以他的使命呢，就是要为在十字架上为我们赎罪。
His mission is to bore our sins on the cross.
他的使命就是要把这个天国的福音传出去。
And his mission is to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
我们在这个福音书里面看到，耶稣的每一言每一行都是围绕着这样的一个使命。
And his every action and every speech revolves around this mission.
所以这有很多的时候，我们不知道耶稣，好像看到耶稣是答非所问。
And so we see that sometimes Jesus is not answering the question.
因为耶稣的每一言每一语，他都是从他的这个使命出发。
Because every answer and word that comes from his mouth revolves around his mission.
所以今天我们也是这样，神呼召我们，我们有一个呼召，有一个使命，我们有一个身份。
And today, the same way, God has called us to have the same mission and the same calling and identity.
那我们在我们的生活当中，是不是忘记了这个使命？我们的每一言每一行，我们的生活的点点滴滴，我们有没有把这个使命活出来
？Have we lived out these missions in every spheres of our life?
还是我们只是在教会的时候，在星期天的时候把？这个使命活出来。
Or do we just live out this mission on Sunday in the church?
还是只是在这个星期五查经聚小组查经的时候把这个使命活出来。
Or when we go to fellowships on Fridays?
我们从星期一到星期四呢
？What happens on Mondays to Thursdays?
我们有没有把这个使命活出来
？Do we live out this mission in our lives?
所以，弟兄姐妹，愿我们在神的面前，我们可以向神祈求，求神来帮助我们，让我们能够活出这样的使命。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us come before God and to pray that we would live out this missional life.
让我们不再逃避，让我们不再沉睡，也让我们不再假装。
Let us no longer flee, nor sleep, nor pretend.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们感谢你给我们这样的恩典，呼召我们成为你的儿女。
We give thanks to you that you have given us such grace to be your children.
我们感谢你给我们恩典，呼召我们成为基督的使者，成为福音的使者。
We give thanks to you that you have called us to be ambassadors of Christ and the gospel.
主啊，你给我们这样的使命，要传使人与你和好的福音。
And O Lord, you have given us this mission to preach this gospel of reconciliation.
主啊，我们在这里向你祈求，求你使我们不要逃避这样的使命。
And here, O Lord, may you pray, we pray that we will not flee from this mission.
对啊，求你使我们不要沉睡在这个世界当中。
We pray that we will not be asleep in this world.
也求你使我们不要假装这个使命不是我们自己的。
And we pray that we will not pretend that this mission does not involve us.
主啊，愿你抓住我们。
Oh Lord, may you grab hold of us.
愿你来提醒我们。
May you remind us.
也愿你来帮助我们，圣灵借着圣灵的大能，借着你的话语的大能，让我们能够在我们的生活当中把这个使命活出来。
And oh Lord, through the power of the Spirit and your word, may you help us to live this mission in our lives.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.